Our guest in the cafe this morning is Hunt County AgriLife Extension Agent Sarah Latham. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, an event coming up in February, it's called the Hunt County Walk Across Texas Challenge.
Yes, sir. We are starting, it's a statewide program that the Extension Office offers. It's an 8-week free program, and overall, it tries to generate people to actually start a healthier lifestyle. Mm-hmm. They can get with family, friends, join a team, create a team of 8 people, and actually walk the 834 miles across Texas from Orange to El Paso. And we monitor it in the office, and you turn in your miles, and we kind of turn it into a challenge.
And of course, needless to say, that is not literally walking across Texas. It's a virtual walk across Texas.
Right.
But 834 miles,
correct,
is the distance from Orange
To El Paso.
Yes. That sounds like a long way to go.
It is a long ways. Well, I figured it out. And if you have a group of 8 and each of you walk, it's a little less than a mile and a half a day, that would get you there in 8 weeks.
Mm-hmm. So each person in the group of 8 would be walking about 100 miles.
Correct.
And that just sounds daunting. But when you break it down by the day then by the week, it's not so much.
Sure, it's not a much. And so a lot of people get sidetracked because they look at the overall picture. And instead of breaking it down into small, accomplishable steps, and so they get lost in the big picture instead of taking it down into small steps.
And by the same token, though, the idea of walking across Texas kind of has a romantic notion about it, doesn't it?
Right.
Kind of exciting.
It does, yeah. And so when this was one of the programs that I had to bring in, I know that it's actually been in Hunt County for several years. Hunt County was one of the pilot counties that started this program many years ago. And it's gone through waves of popularity. And so it's one of the things that I would like to bring back just because of the connection that it has to actually the physical state of Texas. If you're interested in joining and creating a team, you can either go to the website, which is walkacrosstexas.tamu.edu, or you can swing by the Hunt County Extension Office in downtown Greenville, and we have team captain packets.
We'll make a list, or we'll make a link to that website, make it easy for people to find that. We got away from the distance you'd be walking per day and so on, but this comes out to about a mile and a half per day?
It's just a little bit less than a mile and a half if you have 8 people on your team. Mm-hmm. Which really, when you break that down even more, it's about 3,000 steps, because in 1 mile is about 2,000 steps. And most people get that in just their daily activities. Mm-hmm. But if you wanted to set out, there are some great apps that can help you either count your steps or track your mileage by GPS that can help you get that.
We're talking with Sarah Latham, Hunt County AgriLife Extension Agent, and the event coming up in February is called the Hunt County Walk Across Texas Challenge. And the idea is to create a team of 8, and between the 8 on your team, you walk the distance that it is across Texas, over 800 miles. This is really also a good opportunity to spend some valuable time with friends and family.
Friends and family. And, it's starting. One of the things that we often work with is youth obesity and getting kids active again. And so families, if you get together with friends and families, this is a great way to get kids active. Because a lot of times it's hard to get children to want to go out and do something. But if the parents show involvement and show enthusiasm about something, the kids will, it'll eventually rub off on them. So it's a great way to get your kids out and into more activities and spend quality time with them.
Well, and everyone, I think, is well aware that kids need more activity.
Right.
Too much time in front of the TV or too much time playing the video games and all of that. American Heart Association recommends about 150 minutes of moderate exercise per week. But, when you say exercise, of course, that just turns a lot of people off. But walking is, as exercise goes, walking really pretty pleasant activity.
It is. And, one of the great things, the university actually has a walking map that maps out the distances you can walk around campus where it's well lit, it's safe, there's a UPD presence. And so I'll send that link to you also. It breaks it down into there's a half a mile lap, there's a mile lap, and I even think there's a mile and a half lap around campus.
I had not seen that. I would love to. In fact, please do send me that link.
That too.
I'd be fascinated to see that. Have you had some teams sign up yet?
We currently have 5 teams joined, and so we're looking forward to kind of just seeing how this being the first time that I've done it, seeing how it goes, getting it. Kind of working the kinks out and then doing it again in October. But in the office in Greenville, we do have a big, very large map of Texas that we're going to trace each week when I get the team captains to send me in the mileage that each member has walked. We'll kind of map it across to see where everyone is in their journey across Texas.
It is kind of competitive, isn't it?
It is. It can be. And sometimes that's one of the things that gets people a little bit more involved. just actually, having someone else to go up against.
Yeah.
It keeps people motivated and actually keeps them doing it longer and maybe developing a habit and getting into a routine of being just more physically active in general.
And you say you have, there are packets all organized for team captains that you have in your office.
You can swing by the office and get one of those, or if you'd like for me to, I can email the documents also, or sure. I can mail them out, whatever is easiest.
Your office, I know, is in downtown Greenville, but the address is?
It's 2217 Washington Street. We are right behind the farmer's market.
I see. Good. Sarah Latham, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you.
Sarah Latham, AgriLife Extension Agent for Hutt County, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.